And that's because of entrenched behaviours and learnings that they've been taught ever since childbirth. Young Tongan girls are taught that there are restrictions and limitations to how they are to behave or act. And in particular with, you know, structures within the family, outside the family, in the village, in the community, in the wider sense, or in the church or whatever social setting they're in, it's almost always been men in those leadership positions. And so to change that kind of thinking and attitude, you know, it takes a lot of work. And I think one of the places that we can start is with the school curriculum, reforming the school curriculum so that we can start teaching equality between boys and girls so that they understand and believe that they are of equal value to each other and that leadership positions can be either or. I can see some kind of changes leading up until to the snap elections, which we're heading towards. Definitely, since post-2014, there's been a lot of talk, radio talk back, talk through the local media, conversations and community meetings about the need to get more women into Parliament. And, of course, what eventuated from that, a very good example, was that we held our local elections and we were able to see more women get into local election positions.
Does this voter reluctance really amount to reluctance on the part of men to vote for women? Because I'm thinking if there are so many good, strong candidates standing for this election as they were in the last election and also having success in local elections, and it suggests that women might have already risen above what they were taught since childhood, but we now have to focus on getting men to see that.
Yeah, well, this is the interesting findings from our research that we've done. For the last four general elections that have been held in Tonga, the voter turnout on voting day, 51% are women and 49% are men. So the fact that there are more female voters on actual voting day. So there's the argument that, so that kind of, you know, defeats the argument that you've put forward where men, we need to encourage men to vote for women, because a lot of the focus groups that were undertaken in the research found that it was the female voters who found it difficult to vote for the female candidates. And of course, what the research tells us is that because as young women, we are socialized to believe that we have limitations, that there are restrictions to as how far we can go, it then becomes intimidating for the status quo among women when a woman tries to rise above that. And, you know, it comes back to a lot of the terminology or the concepts that have been used in a lot of the community discussions is the crab mentality concept, where as soon as a woman tries to rise above what is expected of her, she's quickly taken back down by the rest. It proves the impact of patriarchal structures on women themselves. It's so embedded and internalized in the woman that she will defend it with all her might. That's why we're seeing the results that we're seeing at the voting booth, where even though 51% of the voters on voting day are women, and the easy fix would be, well, if you just voted for a woman, then that's our problem solved. But it's not easy as that. It's actually embedded and entrenched in her thinking that this is our restriction. To be a good Tongan woman, we need to stay behind the line.